Rashi, top of the Old Testament base, top Rashi. So he asked, if Zera asked Yaakov Ba'idi, Prefer Shmuel Chomer Rishu Ben Levi, did you hear this directly, that Rishu Ben Levi said this explicitly? Or did you deduce it? Meklala, me eza klal yesh li lomoy de kabisa minoy meklala shmuel chom. So the more I ask, what did Reb Zera have in mind when he asked the question? He was aware of something that Yeshua and Levi said, which could be potentially a source for this halacha. So he said the following. Person says Nishiyashim Yiponi Avdi, Lashon Hefker. Who we look at you, which is Lashon Hefker. There's a lot of discussion when we discuss Yish. Does it work along the lines of a Hefker, or it's a different concept? So this Rashi seems to learn that Yish works along the lines of an act of Hefker. Elo Tzakada Levistar. So he's partially freed at this point in time. The hefker works, but he can't marry a Bas Yisrael until there's also a Ishtar Shekhar. Because we compare it, and Rehman says why, because it says that like an Isha, my Isha im hefkira bala lo hitir li nosi lacher b'kach ashitin get. So over here as well, that's Jean-Leib, that's Bierchon. And now Reb Zera is suggesting to Rabbi Ba'idi that you can be medayik from the following. Could Yatim know? The Kiman the Rebbe Meisha Yalaflo. Rebbe Ella b'mafker avdai gadol. So we can then imply or infer, I guess, that he's talking about mafker avdai sheyesh lo yad lichtan zatzmoi. M'sheif kira ein lo yalov ella iser. Avolay moment kishazu sheget shalom ein a bolafkiya moment sheyesh lo yalov ella iser. So that makes sense that you can compare an eved gadol to an isha. The moment part doesn't exist. Beisha never existed. By Eved Gadol, the Hefker takes care of that. He's cut it himself. And the only gift that stress is the Isser, so we say that the get Shikra and the get, there's a parallel. Of Eved Katan, Loi Ayer Rebbe, Vilav Dim and the Ishahu, Dika Jor, the Memoino Leho, there's still a connection of moment. When the day Sirle the Yeshua Takana Meshivka, the Loikana Atzma Behefker. So the Hefker doesn't make him freed because he can't be cut himself, so he can still be with the Shivka. She said, okay, even Klalo Delfino, if I learned it from a Klal, Rakhmini says back to Ruzeira, if I did so, my Kasha Lucha Begava, what would be difficult? What are you concerned if it would be Miklal? It's also valid raya. If you were medayiket from this inference, it's incorrect. Make the diak the other way. My isha ben gedola miktana. Hatarosa beget can apply whether she's a gadol or a ketana. Saf mafker after the Ari Bay Rebbe in gadol and kaltin kamer zimin the isha who lahakisa. That's the parallel to isha. So he said, I heard it beferish. Now Reb Chibra Abba says in Reb Yechonon they ain't alacha kabashol. So did you say the Peferish or not? He said he learned it from this same conversation, and then the mark goes to the whole conversation the other direction. Tainlot Karala Bashtar Kisha Hashta Masha the Ebed Enoliter Afilu Bipidyan. Okay. Yeah, so that's already right in the Gemara. Okay. Yeah. In other words, the Eved would pay himself, buy himself out from the Odin. Somebody would. So the Mor says, we had a Machlokes in Kedushin way back when, right? Whether the Eved has money of his own that could be part of himself from the Odin, or somebody else would give money to the Odin with the intent purpose of freeing the Eved. But either way, there's a concept in the Torah that the Eved Kanani can be freed through money. Is he mutter to marry a Shifcha? Is he able to marry Bas Yisrael? Is that a real? So the Gemara is going to be mashed for the next stage. That Eilat Kala L'Bishtar means even pidyon doesn't work to be matter and be Bas Yisrael. So Amar Lehem. So that they asked Rabbi Nisyash Ploni Avdi. And he said to them, "I'm ready." Ainlet's got a little bishtar. So the more understanding that means, even if a person would be part of himself, so the mishnah over there in Kedushin deals with: does the eved have a yad to own money to be able to part himself with money? So right now we're saying that this is not a valid way to free him. But Tanya, the more challenges that Rabbi Omer Ani, Afu Nosin the Meatzma, but Yotzei, Meneshu Kemarchalor, the Eved could give his own money to free himself. He doesn't have somebody else. Doesn't need somebody else to give money to free him. So we see that the Eved frees himself through Kesef. So now you're saying over here you need Daf Kishtar, Hakakamer, Obi Kesef. The two options are either kesef or shtar. Vahai, by nisiyashtimi ploni avdi, by hefker, is pokalei kaspe. It's not an act of receiving himself through giving money. It's not an act of being freed through shtar. It's an act of just being mafkia of the moment. So that doesn't work. That doesn't work totally. And the point of this is to indicate not like the following Tana, the Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishum Rabbi Kiva Yochud Yehei Kesef Garmen Bo Kederach Shashtar Garmen Bo. So the Kesef completes the process. Tamil Omer Bahavdeva Niftosa. The suppose it says Bahavdeva Niftosa Oichub Shalom Nitin Lo. So their understanding that the phrase that Bavdeilon Yivdosa means that even if you're part of them, that Lon Yivdosa, it's not a full freedom. Uro Kolaparsha Kula Loy Chuposha Lerman Lachashtar German Bo and Kesef German Bo. So Rabbi's, this Gemara is saying that we were mistakenly contemplating that's what Rabbi is saying as well. And we say, no, the Rebbe holds that we have the price over there. Rebbe says, which means the full Yitzhiya, Lafuke from Reb Shimon, who says that Kesef can't be Gerber. Okay. Fine. Omer Rebbe, Rami Barchama, Omer Nachman, Halachah Reb Shimon. Rebbe Yossi Barchama, Omer Bierchanan, and Halachah Reb Shimon. So we machloek is who we paskin like. Yeah. So the more Ashikhe, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the Rabba, the Rashi, the Rabba, Bar Shilas, David Koi, Apiska, the Beit Tefillah. Beit Tefillah, yeah. Amalei Halacha, Oy Ein Halacha. So he asked him, do you pass the Kibshimon or not? Amalei, and the Omer, Ein Halacha. I say we do not pass like Kibshimon. The Talmidim who came from the city of Mechuza, Amri, they said, Omer Rabbi Zeira, Mishmed Reb Nachman, Halacha. He quotes it in the name of Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman says, Halacha is like Reb Shimon, like we just said before, that Reb Nachman said the name of Reb Nachman, Halacha Reb Shimon. But Rabbi Rashilas continues and says, when I went to Surah, Ashkachte Lurbchir Ba'oven. And Amri Li, he said to me, Amri Li Easy, please tell me, what was the scenario that happened that from that you were able to come to the conclusion that you suggest Ein Halacha? No. That the psak that Reb Nachman gave in the scenario that he gave it, we have on record saying Halacha Kriv Shimon. In what context did he say it? What was the story that brought the Shiloh and Beis Medrash or Halacha Lamaisa? And what did he say in regards to? Okay. So Amarli, Tahi Amsa, there was a Shivcha Kananis to have a Mora Shkimira. The owner was a Shkimira. Hasya Bachya Kameh, so she came crying to him. Amrla, she said to the master, at Amos Tishtabid Betezul Hi Ams Itza. So how long do I have to continue in this state of being meshubit, like as a Shivcha Kananis? Right. She didn't want to stuck being serving the kids. Okay. So Shakal Kumse Shadaba, he took his hat, threw it to her, and Amrla, he told her, Zil Kaniha, be kind of this, and you are now freed. Also came to Reb Nachman. So she came to Reb Nachman. Omer Lahu, he said to them, they brought the shell to Reb Nachman. It was not a valid shikhr. Man the chaz of the Talmidim who saw this, Saber Meshum D'Halacha Kriv Shimon, that Kesef is not a valid shikhr, but below he, that wasn't the issue. So that's why it was important to know what the scenario was. So Rabbi Rabin says that wasn't the story. El Meshum D'Haver LeKelev Shal Makna. So it was a form of chalipin. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the kalipin is done that the kaina gives the keli to the makna, and in exchange for giving the keli, the makna is makna something to him. Or alternatively, the makna takes an item and gives it to the kaina, and he says, together with this item, you're going to be kaina X. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Bar Metzia whether the kalipin is done with keli shel kaina or keli shel makna. But the problem over here was that the owner thought that he could be makner her to herself, agav, giving her the kli.
which is the incorrect way of doing chalipin, and therefore it was invalid. But there's no indication from that he holds like Rav Shimon. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Achisoy, Amar Rav Hamnuna Saba, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashiyan, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Halachik Rav Shimon. Yeah. So the Mar Belohi, after that whole list, the Halach is Ein Halachik Rav Shimon. Okay. That's the end of that case. Let's leave the Rashi for tomorrow. Here it is.